The Tampa City Council today discussed the issues of windmills and how high they're allowed to go inside the city's limits. City Councilman John Dingfelder said that the city should be looking at various sources of power, but his concern was that too many windmills could create blight or noise problems, and he wanted to see the city create an ordinance to regulate them.
My whole point is we should study it, get ahead of the curve, and perhaps have our zoning code expressly address windmills so we create a community standard in regard to windmills. I mean, there might be somebody out there who's got an acre or something like that, that maybe if they threw up a windmill, it wouldn't impose a burden on their neighbors. The flip side is in my neighborhood with 50 by 100 lots, throw up a windmill and you're probably going to create a burden on your neighbors.
Catherine Coyle with the Land Development Department said that accessory structures are limited to 15 feet in height in the city and said Florida simply isn't designed to be able to generate much power through wind.
Florida is considered a class one location, which the windiest month has a sustained wind of 9.4 miles per hour. And according to the U.S. Department of Energy, you need for a viable small wind between 10 and 12 miles per hour. Florida, especially our section, just isn't a viable location with our tree canopy and the way that the winds are, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. This is just not a viable location for that type of energy production.
Wind turbines have to be 65 feet or taller. That's far greater in height than any residential districts in Tampa allow for, and commercial districts allow going up to 45 feet in height. Cell phone towers are given a special exemption. The issue came up after Councilman Charlie Miranda asked city staff if he could build one as an alternative source of energy to Tampa Electric at his West Tampa home. He mused about a couple of places today in the city where windmills might be viable.
Next to the Tippin water plant, there's a lot of open area, not only for this type of use, if it's possible and feasible. I'm not going to spend money on something that doesn't work, or to have solar cells if there's, again, the possibilities of generating at least a savings on them. And also in the Curran plant in the southeastern part of the city. Those may be two areas that you may look at to see if the feasibility of the wind is over 10 miles an hour.
Next month, the TECO franchise agreement is scheduled to come back before the city council. Councilwoman Linda Salcena asked City Attorney Chip Fletcher that alternative forms of energy be included in that agreement.
When you bring it before us, I'd like you to identify if there's any discussion in the agreement on renewables, if the city were, for example, to create generate electricity through solar or wind, and what the situation would be with net metering. You don't have to answer it now, just when you come back with the TECO thing. Right. Net metering means if we create it and we distribute it, is it wholesale or retail?
But Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said that Tampa Electric hasn't shown much interest so far in wind or solar energy. So she rather ambitiously said she hoped the city could work on that themselves.
It would be great if the city started looking into that and became a leader in that. There are a lot of other cities that are doing it, and we've got our waste to energy, so that's a good start. But if we started looking at some other alternatives, we could become a provider possibly, and I think that's a great way to go, and I hope we are going to continue that way.